Welcome everybody. It's the Free Lunch Comic News. Look who's back.
Hey everybody, I'm back.
If you were watching before.
I was able to figure out a way to get here before I have to go to work.
Yeah, you had to figure it out.
Which meant I had to figure out how to wake up early. Which
cars. So we've got an exciting show for you today. We're going to talk about the DC change in distribution strategy.
Yes.
We're going to talk about the Marvel relaunch.
Reboot of reboots.
And we're going to talk about Will Eisner Week, which is just one day away, right?
I guess so. I don't even know when it is. So
starts tomorrow.
That makes sense.
Starts tomorrow.
Then there you go. It's one day away.
Do we have any other news? I don't think we have any news.
We'll have some free lunch news. There's some happenings here at the old Free Lunch Studios. As you can see, we're in Free Lunch Studios.
Yes, the pretty background. We're in a place.
Whoa. We have our first studio audience today, which is an exciting thing for us as well.
Yay.
Yes.
You've been downgraded. Yes. Yeah. All right, so we'll be right back.
Special guest / studio audience member in the background.
Least favorite.
Yes.
Yeah.
Matt's least favorite. In the
Dwight's behind the camera today.
So the show's going off the rails. I'm going to play us out.
Come to the Terrafilm Mill in Simsbury, Connecticut for the Monday Night Jam. Monday Night Jams are creative outlets for all ages. Kids from 7 to 13 come to the Free Lunch Studios and the Terrafilm Mill from 5 to 6. Adults, 6 to 8:30. Come in, network, work with fellow talents, write, or just talk. Free Lunch Studios, Terrafilm, Connecticut.
So, Mark, you want to start us off with big DC news here?
Some big DC news coming at you from the old interwebs. Let me pull it back up here on my phone. So, over at DC, they have decided that it was a good idea. Marvel already does it, as you can see. They have their own individual previews inside the Diamond Books. DC is now going to do the same exact thing, starting with the July sales book.
So
the book that'll be coming out in July.
Okay.
So in like 2 months, I think that would be.
So yeah, so if you're used to getting to the previews catalog,
yes,
you won't see it for a couple months.
Yeah.
Because I think these are for books that are being distributed in April, right?
Yeah.
Because the next issue is going to be the big free comic day. Going to be the big free comic day news.
Yes.
So that's cool. So what are they going to do? So they're gonna have it in this comic size catalog.
Yep. Actually, if you go to our friends over at bleedingcool.com, they have a little mock up of what it's supposedly going to look like. I guess if you have it, it's gonna kind of have your Justice League kind of look on the front cover of it.
It's a handsome cover.
It is a handsome cover.
Doesn't look like Jim Lee, is it?
I don't know.
I don't think it is.
You're the artist guy. I just read the stuff. But yeah, so they're going to have their own little book, just like Marvel's been doing for about how many years now?
Maybe 10 years. Is it possible?
Maybe. I don't know. I just started looking at the previews.
And what's interesting, and for DC fans, they may get really, really excited about this. They may have access to a whole other line of products that they typically don't get access to through the previews catalog. If they're controlling the amount of pages for solicitations, it'd be very interesting to find out what they put in there. Like Marvel takes advantage of, you know, the sheer amount of pages that they have available to them in that catalog. So very cool, very interesting.
Yeah. So as we were talking about before the show, that also you think will open up the big book, which is this big monstrosity that you get every month at your comic shops. Opening up that door to possibly smaller books, getting more space, possibly.
I think they even said that they were going to push IDW more as a featured solicitor.
Yeah, so
that's awesome.
Yeah, whole new world we're entering in the comic world.
Yeah, it continues to change. Mark, I will take this one. Will Eisner Week starts tomorrow. Will Eisner Week is an annual series of events celebrating comics and sequential art, graphic novel literacy, free speech, and honoring the legacy of comics and the graphic novel pioneer, Will Eisner. He was the most innovative figure in our comic history here in this country. Every year, it's the first week of March, which is kind of exciting because now, you know, we've got, you know, Will Eisner Week. You know, you get April, and then you've got Free Comic Day in May, which is going to be insane. You're going to be, wherever you're watching from, you're going to actually see libraries, schools, comic retailers, kind of honoring this great event. We here at Free Lunch are going to honor it as well. So I'm peppering in Will Eisner themed events for the next week, including like the theme night Thursday. We're going to actually host a little comic show here on Sunday, where we're going to do a lot of fun
things.
Talk
a little more about that.
Well, yeah, and we'll get to that later. But
don't waste all of our stuff now.
No, no worries. And look how we're kind of just getting ready, and we've got like Will Eisner stuff all over the table here. So
I've already read none of these.
So Will Eisner week. That's a big deal. But then Mark, you've got something big you want to talk about here too.
Yes, Marvel, in their infinite wisdom, is deciding to reboot again. So, Marvel's going to launch another reboot coming in this year. Let me pull that back up here. Caught me off guard. I thought your thing was going to go longer.
I could certainly talk about more things if you'd like.
No, I'm there now. Okay. Marvel's announced plans to revitalize its entire publishing line in 2018, promising new creative teams, new series, and more. The publisher has released a piece of promo art by Jim Shung of Paper Girls fame.
Yeah, for some reason I put the conventional report music on.
Yeah, so Jim Shung, along with a video hosted by current editor-in-chief C.B. Shapolsky, promising a new direction for the Marvel Universe in the coming year. You can see that at cbr.com.
I love Jim Shung's artwork. Yeah. Love it.
Yeah. While the video stops short of detailing any specifics, there are a few things that indicate at least some of Marvel's plans. First, the prominence given the various characters co-created by Brian Michael Bendis, who signed an exclusive deal with DC Comics in late 2017, even though on the CBR site it says 2107,
which future,
indicate that as promised, Miles Morales and Jessica Jones remain a major part of the Marvel Universe following Bendis' departure.
As they should, right? Yes. He did that under their banner there.
With this reboot, you also see the return of the original male Thor to the lineup of heroes, apparently no longer unworthy, in possession of a new hammer, perhaps indicating the possibility that Jane Foster may continue to bear the Thor mantle as well.
Ooh, interesting. And I to piggyback on your news bite, I saw the solicitation for the cover for the Immortal Hulk, and it's an Alex Ross painted cover of the Hulk climbing out of Bruce Banner's grave, which is pretty awesome.
That's pretty intense.
And it's a gorgeous, gorgeous cover. Gorgeous.
Mm. The video also places an obvious emphasis on Ant-Man and Wasp, indicating that the publisher will likely be attempting to increase the prominence of the character as, of course, the movie comes out this summer.
I think that's smart. I think that that's a good strategy.
Yeah. So there's a picture on here of Chung's art from the video.
Fantastic.
I don't know if you can see the phone there.
Reach out. Fantastic.
Reach out and touch faith. Oh. So, as our
he's very talented.
PA.
Very, very talented.
Takes care of that for us. Thank you, production assistant. So.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
And the rumors are they're going to try to connect things to the movies? Is that
that's the rumor. That's the rumor. Not official, but that's the rumor.
All right, cool.
And can I do another thing real quick? Because I just found it.
Please do.
DC Comics has just revealed a couple days ago the first 6 covers in color for Bendis' Superman run.
Yeah.
I know the PA, our production assistant, would be thrilled about this. So
I've seen a couple. I've seen a couple of them. Maybe they'll show them at the DC Comics.
Oh, right here. Here you go.
Alongside, they're all done by their own.
Hold up for you.
Is that correct? So Chris just asked off screen, who's the artist associated with the covers?
So they tweeted it out.
Oh wow! Oh, they connect.
Yeah.
They connect. Well, so much for 3. Chris pre-ordered 3. Look at that. That's really cool.
So.
And those are due to come out. That's part of this solicitation. So we're looking at
it. Might
April.
Be, yeah.
Oh, all right, very cool.
Yeah, so.
Very cool. All right, so that does it for the comic
news. That's the comic news.
We will come back after this quick message and we'll take care of the convention report, or as I like to call it. All right, so it's Mark's favorite segment. It's the convention report, so we will travel from coast to coast and sometimes internationally, unintentionally, well. And we
if
will
Matt
cover
doesn't read correctly.
All the conventions coming up. Before I even start, I just have to say, and you know, Mark, you know this. Chris, you were there. Shay, you were there. Scott Helen enjoyed the a very, very successful. A very successful show this
yes,
past
East River Comics and Collectibles show was off the chains. Yeah.
Can I just say,
as the kids would say,
have you ever been at one of these small local shows where it wasn't empty by the end?
Well, they were literally kicking people out.
Yeah, that was pretty
Scott
awesome.
Was like, okay, you need to leave now, so I can go home.
That was pretty awesome. So congratulations to Scott Pellin. Yeah. We don't get to talk about his show very, very often here.
It only happens twice a year. So
right. So yeah. So we'll talk about it again in October, and you know, we wish him the best. Hopefully we get a nice big.
You have to put on repeat.
Is it that it's that short, huh?
Yes.
Hey, I don't know if I can see that far.
Go up top.
Is this it right here? Sure. So we'll find out in a second.
Find out.
All right, here we go.
So, live radio broadcasting to you and interrupts.
At our own sacrifice.
Yes.
March 1st through the 4th in Seattle, Washington is the Emerald City Comic Con. A great, great show. That's at the Washington State Convention Center at 800 Convention Place. March 3rd, Orlando, Florida, the Infinity Toy and Comic Con at the Holiday Inn Orlando East. The 3rd and the 4th, San Jose, California. It's the San Jose Super Toy Comic Book and Collectible Show at the Santa Clara County Fairgrounds.
Ooh.
Same weekend, this coming weekend, Richmond, Virginia, is the Virginia Comic Con at Richmond International Raceway.
I've been there. It's awesome.
Have you been to the show?
No, I've worked the race there.
We need to plan that trip.
You have to fly.
Let's see if that's right.
I didn't.
And now I can't see. So, in Columbus, Ohio, March 4th. At the listen to this. This is hardcore.
This is how we should go.
I'm just gonna pull the music right out of there. I'm not even gonna worry about it because I don't want to babysit that and do this. Okay. Columbus, Ohio, the Buckeye Comic Con. It's at the Courtyard Columbus West. Sunday, same day, Essington, Pennsylvania. It's the Philadelphia Comic Con at the Ramada Philadelphia Airport at 76 Industrial Highway. March 9th through the 11th. This is a doozy. Lexington, Kentucky. It's the Lexington Comic and Toy Convention at the Lexington Center.
Mm.
March 10th, Dallas, Texas, Women of WonderCon. Mm. No other information given. Sorry, kids.
Well,
March 10th through the 11th, Fantasticon Toledo. And that's at the Grand Plaza Hotel and Convention Center.
Home of the Mudhens.
March 10th and 11th, Miami, Florida, Hero Hype Convention. March 11th, Madison, Wisconsin, Madison Comic Con. It's at the Monona Terrace Community and Convention Center. Manahawkin, New Jersey, same day, March 11th, Central Jersey Comic Book Show, Manahawkin. March 16th and 18th in Midland, Texas, Permian Basin Comic Con. No location given. Sorry, kids. March 17th, Clearwater, Florida. It's the Clearwater Comic Con 2018. Same day, Dyersburg, Tennessee, the Dyersburg Comic and Pop Culture Con. 17th and 18th, Raleigh, North Carolina, it's the North Carolina Comic Con, Oak City. Same weekend, Allentown, Pennsylvania, it's the Lehigh Valley IPSACon. There's a cool name. Oh. No location given. March 18th, Westlake, Ohio, it's the Cleveland Comic Book and Nostalgia Festival. It's at the Doubletree by Hilton Hotel Cleveland. In Westlake. March 18th, Montgomery, Alabama. It's the River Region Comic Con. March 18th, Albany, New York. At the Albany Comic and Toy Show at the Radisson Hotel Albany. That's the show that we just went to.
Yeah, that was an awesome show.
March 18th, Atlanta, Georgia. It's the Atlanta Comic Convention at the Marriott Hotel Century Center 2000 Century Boulevard. March 23rd through the 25th, Anaheim, California, it's WonderCon. Another really good show.
Big one.
Yep, that's at the Anaheim Convention Center.
Mm.
March 23rd through the 25th, Jacksonville, Florida, it's the Collective Con at the Morocco Shrine Auditorium. March 24th, Petersboro. Ah, dang it, I almost made it through.
Canada.
Ah.
I adore Canada. Maple syrup.
March 24th, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. It's the Philly Comics and Cosplay Day.
Woo!
March 24th, Fort Myers, Florida, CalusaCon at the Calusa Nature Center and Planetarium. Cool location.
Ooh, planetarium.
I know. Cool. That is cool. March 24th. Very romantic. March 24th and 25th, Dayton, Ohio. It's the Gem City Comic Con. And then we have the CliffsCon, which is March 25th. We talked about it earlier during the break. That's in Bristol, Connecticut. It's going to be at the Doubletree by Hilton in Bristol, Connecticut, March 25th. $2 admission. Should be a good time. And that concludes my convention report for the month. Wow. So, we'll play that music one more time. Yeah, it was nice.
With a brief
for you. Mohegan
GamerCon.
Thanks for shouting that out. Mitch is a friend of the show, but it's a video game convention show. It is a con. But there's a big shout out for Mitch, so if you're a big video game
GamerCon, the last Mitch show in the convention center.
That's right. Yeah. So that's the 24th and the 25th.
Yeah, Trificon will be in the new Expo Center, which is ginormous.
I like doing shows at Mohegan because Krispy Kreme's.
You know.
Yes. All right, so that's the convention report, and we will be right back with, the top 10?
Sure.
Yeah, we'll do the top 10. All right, so we'll be back.
Cliffs Cons of Plainville, Connecticut. Looking for that hard-to-find comic, or that really rare toy, or maybe you're just looking to save a couple bucks on your comic collection? Come on down to the Plainville VFW almost every month of the year to enjoy one of the coolest comic shows around, Cliffs Cons of Plainville. Only 99 cents to get in, food, donuts, coffee, while supplies last.
All right, so we are back.
We are.
And we're going to talk about...
Oh, that's all right. Just kick the camera. Nice job, Chris.
Oh, my God.
Way to go.
Fired.
You can see his face through the...
You know what, Mark? You can do the top 10.
All right. I can read upside down.
Can you?
I probably can, but I'm not going to try.
The nice thing is, it's a book.
You can flip it.
Oh, look at that.
Science technology.
All right, so you're going to give us the numbers for what month?
December 2017.
Oh, yes. I remember when. Yeah.
So, top 10, starting number 10 was Amazing Spider-Man number 792. Number 9, Hawkman found number 1. Number 8, Marvel 2-in-1 number 1. Number 7 was Amazing Spider-Man / Venom Incorporated Alpha number 1. Number 6, Batman White Knight number 3.
Very good book.
I'm glad you liked it. Number 5, Batman number 37. Even better than that was number 4, Batman number 36.
It's killing it.
Number 3, Phoenix Resurrection, The Return of Jean Grey. That's what I'm trying to say. Number
1. Our Canadian friends.
Yeah, Jean Grey. Number 2, Dark Knight's Metal, number 4. And number 1 for December 2017... Doomsday Clock number 2.
Either of you guys reading that?
Yeah.
You are?
I read the first one.
Good? Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Great work ethic. Like, it looked really, really good.
We got a Love White Knight so far from Matt Flynn.
Yes, fantastic.
Thanks, man.
All right, you want to do the top 10 graphic novels?
Top 10 graphic novels and trade paperbacks.
Ooh.
These are for books that came out in December 2017. Number 10, Rick and Morty, Volume 6.
Wow.
Number 9, Venomverse. Number 8, Deadly Class Volume 6. Number 7, Shirtless Bear Fighter. I love that cover.
Tim loves it. Yeah.
Number 7 was Shirtless Bear Fighter. Number 6 was Justice League vs. Suicide Squad. Number 5, Black Hammer Volume 2, The Event. Number 4, Batman Detective Comics Volume 4, Dox Ex Machina. Number 3, Star Wars Volume 6, Out Among the Stars. Number 2, Batman Volume 4, The War of Jokes and Riddles. And your number 1 was...
Wow.
Saga Volume 8.
Still killing it, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. That's impressive. All right, well, thank you, Mark.
I'm going to hit you with another number.
You're doing this, too?
Yeah. Top 10 non-premier comics. These are books that aren't your... big names.
Oh, awesome.
Number 10, Jughead, The Hunger, number 2.
Oh, isn't that the werewolf story?
It is. Number 9, Ninja K, number 2.
I think it's Ninja K. Yeah. Who put that out?
That's a Valiant book.
Oh,
Valiant.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes,
yeah.
It is.
Yep.
Good job, audience. Number 8, Iron Man Legacy. Iron Maiden. Sorry, Iron Maiden Legacy of the Beast. Number 2.
I didn't say anything. Oh, okay. Somebody's gonna lose their mind in a second.
Number 6, Rocko's Modern Life. Number 1.
You skipped number 7.
I'm going back to number 7.
Good
I
man.
Was testing you.
Oh, you're okay.
Number 7, Klaus and the Crisis in Christmasville. Number 1.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Pause.
Pause.
Great read, guys. Just saying. Gorgeous art. Great read.
Pause 1 second.
Hey, he showed me the art. It doesn't look very good.
I'm going to have to let me borrow it sometime.
So Rocko's Modern Life
was number 6. Number 5, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, number 22.
Oh, Kylie.
Number 4, Rick and Morty, number 33.
Wow.
Number, and in third spot, Barbarella, number 1. Second spot, The Shadow / Batman, number 3. And number 1, Quantum and Woody, number 1.
Another Valiant book. Oh, yeah. Very interesting. Very interesting. So
there's your top 10s.
So you got Valiant. What is it? What is it? Dynamite,
Oni, Boomerang.
No Boom.
Oh, Boom. What's that? Heath.
What is that? I don't even know.
And then ARC. Well,
Archie. That's Archie, yeah. All right, cool. So there's your top 10 list for December 2017. And a couple of surprises there, but most of it pretty much what we expected. So we'll be right back, and we will go over the free lunch news.
Free lunch menu.
The free lunch menu, yes. All right, so we'll talk to you soon.
Every Thursday night at Free Lunch Studios in Terrifield, Connecticut, we open the doors to our friends for drinking, gameplay, networking, and our favorite beverage. Come on by Free Lunch Studios in the Terrifield Mill for drink and draw, drink and game, or even drink and learn. Every Thursday night, 7 to 9:30, hosted by Matt Ryan. Come on down, freelunchcomics.com.
Coming up free lunch. This is a very exciting week. Tomorrow we'll kick it off with Thirsty Thursday, and I'm going to actually teach or guide a session where, and if you're familiar with the Spirit comic layouts, he would incorporate the title of the comic inside the first panel, and it was brilliantly done. So we're going to do a little quick exercise just based on that tomorrow to kick off Will Eisner week. And then this Sunday, we're going to have our secret comic show. We're going to have, 24?
It's 20, a secret if you tell people about it.
More.
How many? 20,
$21.
$21 boxes?
Wow. That's a lot of boxes. It is, long boxes, not like those shorties.
No, there's going to be a lot of comics here.
Long boxes.
We're going to have the zombie shootout set up going. We're going to have
super caricatures.
Caricatures, and then I'm going to do discounted page art, where I draw on the pages of novels.
Yep.
And then I'm going to do a...
That's one of my favorite things you do.
Well, thank you. And I'm going to do a series of...
I like a lot of things you do.
Quick little educational blurbs about Will Eisner and what he represents in comic culture. I'll probably do...
Look at that. Visual aids for the people at home on Facebook.
You couldn't show him Hodor? Show him Hodor.
I don't like Hodor.
I like Hodor!
Hodor. Hold the door.
Hold the door.
Hold the door, Hodor.
We'll have to watch that when we're done.
Hodor.
Oh, such a sweet guy.
Hodor. My favorite one is Wicket. That you did.
A lot of comments. I still have it. It's shocking.
Doing a raffle.
We're going to do a raffle where we're going to be giving away trades. We're going to do first 5 people to show up are going to get autographed issues of Last Number 1.
Wow.
I know. We're going to have, there's going to be deep discounts on classes that we're going to post right over here. So the Wednesday Night Comic and Manga Club, the Drawing and Painting for Teens. Sunday is going to be a massive celebration in the comic form. So... Yep, and then...
Chris did it, wasn't me.
Yep, then we have the Monday Night Jam coming up, just like we do every week.
We do.
And then, trying to think...
What is Thursday coming up this coming week?
Tomorrow, we're going to do a little tribute to the Will Eisner Spirit books.
Oh, okay.
That whole thing you didn't hear where I talked about the first...
No, I meant as next week. What's coming
next week?
Up in Thursday Thursdays?
Is that the... We could do game night. We could honor Denny Colt and do like an interpretation of the spirit, depending on what's going on.
Yeah, should do a mystery night.
That's every night when I do an open event when I don't know who's coming. The Wednesday Night Comic and Manga Club starts up again this month. And we're going to have that discounted here. So if it was something that you ever wanted to try and you live in the area, that's going to be kicking off again. The drawing and painting for teens class is still going on every week.
There's always the Patreon. You have
and
going on.
You kind of jumped ahead of me there, but yeah, the Patreon,
I have so big.
Yeah, a lot of these over-the-shoulder kind of drawing experiences, downloads, classes, the Print of the Month Club. There's a lot of cool stuff there. So if you're not within, the driving area of the studio itself, you can still take part in the fun activities that we do here anywhere in the country. So, and that's the Patreon site. I think it's $3 a month, and you can take part in two jams virtually. You can download different content. This is nice, though, right? We'll just keep coming.
Cool.
If there's anything else going on here,
we should come up with a thing that if people drop a huge amount of money, they could come be on the show with us.
Kids D&D.
We've talked about that.
Yeah.
There will be a kids D&D. I don't know what day, but we've had a lot of success with that. Like, so when we have a day off from school, the kids come by and play a quick adventure.
Is it Ping a Monster Mountain thing?
We just did one.
Yeah.
And one poor kid.
He's a sweet kid. He's just a fantastic kid. I don't even know what happened.
He couldn't do anything. He couldn't do anything. I even gave him 3 extra lives.
He just wasn't working
for him. Oh my god.
Sometimes you just have a bad day.
And then I warned them. This girl comes in. Her name is Alex. She's the most lethal player. She's won 2 official tournaments in a row. She's won all 2 right, official down. Tournaments in a
it's
row.
A kid. It's
and like then she just won this small one. She's gone 3-0. In King of Monster Mountain.
Maybe you gotta move her up to the adult.
That's what we talked about. But that's
if you win too many, you gotta go play legal against the adults.
How am I gonna bring a kid to a drink and draw night? I can't do it.
You just don't drink that
night.
She's
too good. She's too good. She's
for King of Monster Mountain, you just don't drink that night.
No. It's more
really
fun.
Good when
the mountain's fun when you're drinking adult beverages. So I think that's it for news for Free Lunch.
Yeah.
Spine tingling episode of Free Lunch Comic News.
Always an experience.
You ain't kidding. So the last thing I'm going
to
end
I'm
with
I'm glad I came back I'm glad I
Are
was
you?
Able to
did
make
you miss it?
I did.
Oh good. Well,
I learned so much when I'm around you guys.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you learn?
Why I don't get in the conflicts.
Oh wow.
No.
Wow.
No, I love it. I love you guys.
Send your hate mail to Free Lunch Comic News. You can leave it at the Facebook page. Not into reading comic books. Oh, we'll know.
Not into reading comic books, into making my own books.
Oh, yeah. So even more so.
Oh, yeah.
It's very stressful. I don't know if I could. I wouldn't be able to handle the stress.
It's fun. It's fun.
I couldn't handle people looking at myself. I couldn't even, like, doing the shuffle. I could barely handle that.
That's not real, though. That's not real. Like,
no, that, people looking at it and reading it. And
that
then,
5-hour
like,
turnaround time, that's not real. You know? But anyway, we've got one more
Chris
thing.
Chris is very good at it, though.
We're going to end with the Food Fight Q&A. If you have a favorite Food Fight character, I'm dying to get questions from you.
I sent you one. Did you get it?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I sent it yesterday.
You tell him. What is it?
I want to know if St. Patrick's Day is Slappy or Pappy's favorite holiday.
Oh, yeah. No. No. But that's a good question.
I know it is. That's
so that's good. We need questions.
Yes.
I will pick my favorite character to be victimized by your Q&A. Keep it clean, though, folks. But have your kid write down a question, and you can email it to me or leave it in your comments. Yeah, or you yourself. We've got probably like 6 or 7 questions, and they're good.
Cool.
They're good. So we'll print them in an upcoming Food Fight issue. Ooh. So, and this is a big year. I really want to celebrate not only just the studio because it's our 20th anniversary, but the readers too. So there's going to be fan art in the next Food Fight
That's
book
crazy.
Too. So it's going to be pretty awesome. And there's a ton of ads, not to clog the content of the comic, but celebrating the friendships that we've built up over the years with Free Lunch. So. That's my last little news bit. And,
I'm going to say that's amazingly impressive.
What's that?
That it's 20 years for you doing this.
It doesn't seem like it. And then you start thinking about the fixtures around it and makes it kind of come to life a little.
You've been doing this as long as I've been in public access.
Wow. That's crazy. Crazy. So, if you want to find more...
You started this the year I graduated high school.
Okay, so now the show's over.
I was six when you started.
FreeLunchComics.com. You can find this show on the Free Lunch Studios Facebook page. You can find it on the Free Lunch Comic News Facebook page.
Yes.
You can find it on YouTube. We'll put it back up on YouTube. Mm. And, most importantly, Podbean under the Geekonomics banner.
And iTunes as also on the Facebook page. If there's something you want us to talk about on future shows, any topics you see about comic books that you're like, hey, I want the guys to talk about this, or anything else, be sure to send that. And don't forget, like you said, check out Free Lunch Comic News, but also check out Simple Books.
Oh, yes. Big shout-out for Chris Kazankis.
Simple Books.
And then...
books on books on books.
The next news, we're going to do our comic picks, and you know what month it's going to be. It's Free Comic Day. So...
I vote we should do that on the weekend so I can see it on it.
Okay.
If all goes well,
you'll be out that ability. Alright, cool. So, on the behalf of Mark Warnock, Chris Fazakis, my name is Matt Ryan, even Shay Martins, who's sitting there quietly in the corner, this is the Free Lunch Comic News. We'll see you next time.
Bye, everybody.